USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With two mass shootings in crowded public places in Texas and Ohio claiming at least 29 lives in less than 24 hours and leaving scores of people wounded, it's a shocking carnage even in a country accustomed to gun violence. On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, Democratic candidate Cory Booker blames the current administration.
We have a president of the United States who is particularly responsible. I, in my faith, have this idea that you reap what you sow, and he is sowing seeds of hatred in our country, and this harvest of hate violence that we're seeing right now lies at his feet.
In the Texas border city of El Paso, a gunman opened fire yesterday morning in a shopping area packed with thousands of people during the busy back-to-school season, killing 20 and wounding more than two dozen. Hours later in Dayton, Ohio, a gunman wearing body armor opened fire in a popular nightclub area, killing nine and injuring 26. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At least 100 flights have been canceled so far, and subway service widely disrupted in Hong Kong as a pro-democracy movement called for a general strike. Cathay Pacific and other domestic carriers, such as Hong Kong Airlines, were most affected by the flight cancellations. Airport express train service was also suspended. A citywide strike and demonstrations in seven different districts of Hong Kong have been called for the afternoon. They follow a weekend of clashes with police on the streets. It's the third time in the last 3 weeks that protesters have disrupted train service. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, called for a morning news conference ahead of what could be a chaotic day in Hong Kong. The Trump administration has decided to exempt aviation safety and space exploration technology from new sanctions it has levied against Russia in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. The State Department said that products related to those sectors will not be automatically subjected to the export ban that was announced by President Donald Trump last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
All children in the nation's largest detention center for migrant children have been relocated with the upcoming tropical wave on the radar in South Florida. USA's Wendy King has details.
Children who remained in the center at Homestead were picked up in vans early on Saturday morning. Two federal sources told the Miami Herald that the children moved are not coming back to Homestead, and for this reason, they will have massive layoffs. About 4,000 employees are expected to lose their jobs. The facility had to narrow its population to abide by safety regulation and reduce that by at least 700 to evacuate for a tropical storm or hurricane. Many of the children were reunited with their families during the effort to downsize, but hundreds still lack sponsors and will age out of the system. Once an unaccompanied minor turns 18, they are handcuffed and shackled and booked into an adult U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility. Attorneys say the facility failed to comply with the rules about federal government care for unaccompanied migrant children. They say they were harmed by lengthy detention at Homestead and were subject to prison-like rules. They feared breaking the rules, such as taking a long shower or even hugging or touching their own siblings or not finishing their meal would hurt their chances of being reunited with their loved ones. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.